Thank you, Madam Coordinator. Since this is my first time that I take floor, I would like to congratulate His Excellency Ambassador of Iraq for chairing the special the social forum of 2021, and thanks to all panelists for their fruitful presentations today and as well yesterday. That's there were very useful presentations. The global pandemic appeared to have offered an occasion for promoting international solidarity through enhanced empathy and cooperation. However, more than 20 months into the crisis, we have to mourn the erosion of the solidarity as a result of increasing inequalities, including health inequalities, health racism, nationalism, as well as unilateralism, which all negates solidarity and contradict basic human rights. In this regard, equity issues remains paramount for developing countries who bear the disproportionate impact of the COVID-19 pandemic. The current pandemic continues to show challenges of equity in terms of access to COVID-19 tools and vaccines. However, vaccine inequity continues to persist. Vaccine equality, inequity and lack of access to medical equipment and healthcare facilities have been aggravated because of lethal impacts of the unilateral coercive measures on the safe, equality, effective, and affordable access to healthcare services and medical supplies, in particular to the procurement of the corona-related medication and COVID-19 vaccines in the targeted countries, which explicitly endanger the rights, the basic and fundamental rights, in particular the right to life of the all sectors of society in sanctioned countries, including children, women, people with disabilities, youth, and elderly. In the past 2 years, since observing and confirming the first case of the COVID-19 in Iran, Iran's approaches to dealing with this pandemic has been to take a synergic approach to utilizing domestic capacities while taking advantage of other countries' experiences and international cooperation. Despite great progress in domestic vaccine production, we, like many developing countries, needed timely access to the vaccine, which unfortunately was denied due to UCMs. Therefore, like many countries, we were deprived of critical time to access to vaccine. I emphasize on the timely access and urge respected panelists to pay due attention to the fact that when the right to life is collectively raised, the element of time is so decisive that, unfortunately, due to the policy of the nationalism and unilateralism of some developed countries, a large number of developing countries lost critical time to secure their citizens, and unilateral coercive measures exacerbate the situation for the targeted countries. Thank you, Madam Coordinator.